Brethren, we've talked in the past that a kingdom has four attributes. There's got to be a king. There's got to be subjects. There's got to be a territory, and there has to be laws. I'd like to talk today about one of those four, and that's the subjects, the people that are in the kingdom. And I'd like to talk about one of the characteristics that God's Word says that those subjects must, underline, must have to be in that kingdom. Psalms 15 is my text. It actually lists, if I can find it here, it actually lists 11 characteristics that people in God's kingdom will have. I'm having a hard time finding one. The one I'd like to focus on today, if you read this, if you read Psalms 1 through 5, it basically lists 11 characteristics. It says, who may dwell in your... It says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Clearly, this is talking about the kingdom of God. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. On down it goes through 11 characteristics. One of those characteristics says, nor does he take up reproach against his friend. Nor does he take up reproach against his friend. And that's the one I want to speak on today. In choosing to speak on this, I'm speaking on this not because I think that you need a sermonette on gossip, because that's not the role of sermonette speakers, to correct the congregation. I've picked this because this is something I struggle with. In fact, I think if you talk to most sermonette speakers, I think they'll tell you that what they choose to speak about is, in many cases, something that's going on in their own life or something that they deal with and are trying to overcome. And that's the case here in my motivation for picking this sermon. I have failed in this more oftentimes than I like. And I sat down today and tried to figure out why. You know, I was talking to my sister one time. She's 5 years older than me, and I was complaining to her about something. I don't know, it's probably something work-related, or, you know, why does things have to be this way? And she said to me, she said, you know, you bring that up all the time, and, you know, I know this is a big burden and problem for you, but she said, you get some kind of perk out of that. You get some kind of perk or benefit out of that, and you need to just figure out what that perk is and why you do it. You know, I think that's true about some things. There's a burden side and there's a little benefit side that goes sometimes with things. And I think gossip's kind of that way. I know for me, there's a little perk that you get out of gossip. A little bit of pleasure that you get out of it. For me, I mean, I get pleasure out of gossip sometimes. It's kind of like having a tender spot in your mouth. You know it's going to hurt if you touch your tongue to it, but you just got to do it. Just, you know you shouldn't, but you just got to do it. Well, this is an important issue because I think God's telling us, I know God's telling us that if we're gossipers against our friends, that we're going to be disqualified from the kingdom, that's something we've got to overcome. Well, why do we gossip? Speaking of, why do I gossip? What am I getting out of it? What's my motivation for doing it? I know it's harmful. I know I shouldn't do it. I've tried to figure out a couple reasons why I might be motivated to gossip. Here's what I've come up with. Why would I gossip against a friend? Why would I reproach a friend? I mean, after all, they're a friend. And I don't have too many friends in this world. I don't have any despair. But you know, I think friendships sometimes are kind of complicated. They're human relationships like every other, and sometimes friendships are kind of complicated, and they kind of come with a bundle of interconnected, you know, of interconnection. And sometimes, sometimes we're, even though we are friends with somebody, we maybe have a little bit of envy, or maybe even a little bit of bitterness. Maybe in the course of that relationship, there's, even though it's been mostly good and rewarding, sometimes there's still little things that have occurred, or hurts, or things that they're better at, or some point that causes you to maybe have a, or maybe me to have a little bit of bitterness and envy against even somebody that's my friend. Now, it's not like a hatred, like a full-blown hatred, because they're a friend. But sometimes I think, when I'm honest with myself, I have friends that I'm envious of them for, and I could name off different friends that I have of something that they're better at or have done better at in life, or some point that I might, if I let myself, be envy. And I think that for me can be a source of motivation sometimes to maybe reproach them or to gossip about them. So one motivation for gossip, or one reason maybe why I've gossiped in the past, is perhaps bitterness or envy against somebody that's a friend. Instead of being grateful with their successes or forgiving of their hurts to me, sometimes it's easy to carry a little bit of bitterness and envy around. Another point is, I think there's a little bit of fear and comfort kind of interplay there. Sometimes I'm afraid of other people. Sometimes you're even afraid maybe of your friends. This one might apply more to people that aren't a friend, which is certainly covered in this scripture here. But sometimes we're dissatisfied perhaps with our own life or our own accomplishments or how we are or what we do or where we're at in life. And maybe we feel, maybe we just have a fear about that. And we get a little kick out of, maybe because we perceive that we're maybe inferior to somebody else, we feel the need to pull them down to our level so that they're not quite as good as maybe others think that they are, or maybe even that we think that they are. We kind of want to equalize them in some way. And so my fear motivates me to maybe gossip about them or say bad things about them to pull them down. My fear is making me pull them down so that I get a little comfort down here, so that it's more of a, I'm okay too. Fear and comfort. You know, the Bible says that there's fightings without. I didn't write the scripture down, but you know the reference as well as I do, that there's fightings without because there's fears within. If you think about all the wars this world has over natural resources, it's a lot of bad things that happen when people get fearful. People do all kinds of crazy things out of fear. I think a third reason is, I think there's a little bit of escape. I get a little escape from reality when I gossip about somebody else or pull them down a little bit. And it gives me an escape from dealing with David's life and David's faults and David's sins and David's shortcomings and correcting David. And I can kind of join in a collaborative effort to fix somebody else, to fix their faults and sins. So it gives me an escape from confronting my own shortcomings, and it gives me a chance to focus on somebody else's shortcomings, which takes the heat off me. As the saying says, those that feed the alligators hope that they'll be eaten last. And a little bit of that is true with gossip. So the third or fourth one, whichever one, is escape. Another one is, there's a little bit of restlessness. I call this kind of restlessness, excitement, and discontent. Restlessness, excitement, and discontent. We get a little kick, you know, maybe, when I say we, I'm talking about me. But there's a little bit of kick that you get out of gossiping, because there's a little carnal part of me that when I'm talking about somebody else's sins, there's a little carnal part of me that maybe, depending upon what it is living vicariously through their sins. Maybe there's a little part of me that wants to do likewise. We're not supposed to want to sin, but sometimes we stand back sometimes and maybe we have a little envy about their sin, and maybe that's not true in every case, but something to think about. Maybe we're enjoying living vicariously through somebody else. Maybe we feel guilty about that, and maybe we compensate for our guilt because we're kind of enjoying the stories as we then talk about how bad it is or how they shouldn't do that. There's a little discontentment in there over the life. Maybe for whatever reason we feel like our life is boring and their life is more exciting, and we don't want them to have that excitement, and we're critical of it for that reason. Kind of cover this one. It's, you know, gossip's kind of comforting to gossip, because when others are pulled down, it makes me feel more comfortable about maybe my own checkered character, status, or shortcomings. Perhaps I gossip when I feel inferior or guilty about my own sins and shortcomings. You know, James, in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 9, he said, talking about the tongue, he said, "With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God." Obviously, this is not if you read that chapter, he's not praising people for this behavior. This is a problem that he's identifying, that we bless God with, you know, one moment, and we're concurrently cursing men with our mouth who are made in the image of God. And the Bible condemns that. Well, something I've thought about is when, you know, part and parcel of this sermonette is me making a commitment to avoid gossip. And something I've told myself is this: when I gossip about somebody, whether they're in the church, a friend or an enemy or anybody in the world, when I gossip, I am communicating to the hearer that I am a restless, fearful person that desires to escape from my own life with which I'm discontent. Perhaps I'm showing that I want to find excitement in that other person's, by living vicariously in that other person's life, or perhaps taking part in their sins. Perhaps when I'm gossiping, I'm really communicating that I feel guilty or inferior for my own sins and shortcomings and need to make myself feel better by pulling others down, or that I have some bitterness or envy in my life. And more important, or equally important, when I gossip, I'm communicating to, you know, the other person with whom I'm gossiping, I'm communicating that I am an untrustworthy person. I'm untrustworthy with information, and I'm not the kind of person with whom you can have an intimate relationship, perhaps. Because, you know the old saying, your parents ever told you, if they'll do it for you, they'll do it to you? This comes up, you know, with divorce and adultery. You know, people are married and they're having an affair with somebody else, and then they get married, and then there's divorce and adultery there. They'll say, if they'll do it for you, they'll do it to you. It's kind of true with gossiping. You know, if you're gossiping with somebody, if I'm gossiping with somebody, you know, chances are they're probably going to gossip about me to somebody else. And I'm not saying that, that is bad. I'm not trying to beat anybody up for that. I mean, because I just think that's the way human nature is. We just have a tendency to, sometimes, if we're not careful, to gossip. And I feel like if I'm gossiping about somebody, you know, with somebody else, then maybe that person would rightly expect that I might gossip about them. And I want to prove myself to be a faithful in relationships and kind of person you can have an intimate relationship with, and without a person fear of me ratting them out. Well, I need to wrap this up. The other thing I've thought about gossiping is maybe a need to rehearse. You know, I went to tried a case yesterday, and I won the case. I'm glad about that. I felt like I deserved to win, but I rehearsed a lot. I spent a lot of time preparing to go to trial, to get my case ready, get my evidence ready to go, to get my responses ready to go. And there's a lot of benefit in rehearsing. You know, we rehearse, at least I do, I think many of you do too, at Christmas and New Year's time, we rehearse sometimes, I think many of us do, what we're going to say when somebody says Merry Christmas or Happy New Year, or did you get your Christmas shopping done, or on and on and on, all these questions that come up. Every year, I have to remind myself to rehearse. When somebody says Have a Merry Christmas, I'm going to respond with, I hope you have a great week, or I hope you have a nice weekend, or something that's deflective, but whatever your personal, however you handle that, rehearsing is a good thing to do, and it works with the Christmas and New Year's and Halloween and some of these issues, so why wouldn't it work with gossip? Would challenge you, something I'm going to do is I'm going to think through some bundled and tied prepared responses of how I'm going to handle whatever, whoever is in my life or whatever motivates me to gossip, if it's another person that pulls me into gossip or if it's me that gets motivated to gossip. I'm going to figure out a way to get out of gossip. Just like when I went to court yesterday, I had prepared responses. I knew if this comes up, this is what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say. Why not do the same thing with gossip? When somebody comes up and starts trashing somebody, think of a prepared, generic statement that you could say that's going to be deflective and positive and get you out of it. And, you know, yours is going to be different than mine because your situation's different than mine. But think about that, about rehearsing. Lastly, and in my conclusion, if we're going to be in God's kingdom, we've got to overcome the gossip mill. We've got to become a person that won't reproach our friends. And that's a complicated deal. But to overcome the gossip, I've also got to then figure out, I've got to get the bitterness and envy out of my life. I've got to get the fear out of my life. I've got to avoid escaping, confronting my own sins. I've got to get the beam out of my own eye and quit worrying about the splinter in somebody else's eye. I've got to find contentment and excitement in my own life and not be wanting to go live in somebody else's life through gossip. And if I've got feelings of inferiority or guilt that motivate me to gossip, I've got to get rid of those. I know that God's Holy Spirit is there to help us. And one thing I'm completely convinced of, God wants us all to be in the kingdom. And He wants us to have all 11 of these characteristics of the subjects in His kingdom.